You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Guy Yee, who is currently serving as Head of Media Innovation and Growth Marketing, CG Canada at Intuit, working primarily on TurboTax. She currently sits on the IAB Canada Board of Directors and serves as Secretary of the Executive Board. Guy Yee, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled.
So you have one of the neatest jobs in the world. And those that maybe don't know the family of Intuit, maybe let us know about maybe some of your cousins or other brands that are kind of in the family of TurboTax.
Sure. So Intuit is a big brand of some really interesting tech products. So first of all, we have TurboTax, which is my baby. And actually, I love doing my taxes. So this was an easy job for me to kind of sign up for. And then our other products, Mint, Credit Karma. We also have QuickBooks and then as well, MailChimp.
Okay. I didn't know you guys had Mint. That's yours now.
Yeah.
I've been using it for ages.
Amazing.
Oh, it's incredible.
Isn't it? It's so helpful. It really does help you, you know, manage your personal finances and also connect to different products. So we're pretty excited about that one too.
I was on there when it would get slightly annoying because it was mostly just American products because they hadn't Canadianized it yet, but it was the best tool I could find for personal budgeting and personal kind of spend management and oversight.
Absolutely. We're starting to Canadianize it. So I'm glad that you're seeing some there. But, you know, we're going to start working with them and getting some Canadian products involved and Canadian offers in there too. So that's really exciting.
And many agencies that are listening to the show or brands that are listening to the show, your paychecks and or your accounting or bookkeeping could be and probably is managed by QuickBooks. And that's what Jelly, the agency I work at, is a QuickBooks agency ourselves. And a few years ago, I went and spoke at the big QuickBooks conference for bookkeepers and accountants, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, QuickBooks Connect. Such an amazing event, too. If I can plug another event, it is such an inspirational event. So QuickBooks are great partners. And we're on TurboTax, we're trying to work closer with our partners at QuickBooks, too. We're great friends and we're cousins. So hopefully, you know, you'll see more of that coming about, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your cousin MailChimp was on the show a few months ago. So again, we'll put a link in the chat for our MailChimp episode, which of course, many agencies and brands use MailChimp as the, again, the backend tool to their email sending. But going over to you yourself, origin story, I'm always curious, how did you end up in the role you're in now and doing what you do?
I started off my career some numbers of years ago on the agency side. It was actually a friend who, you know, kind of just randomly said, you'd be great for this ops job. Got into the agency side, fell in love with it. Media agency side, I should say. I had no idea that media agencies even existed when I was younger. And it was so much fun that when I got involved, that's what has ruled my career. And so I spent almost a decade on the agency side, switched over to client side about 6 or 7 years ago now, still working on media, but you know, for a client. And it's been so much fun bringing everything that I learned on the agency side. Cause you know, agency side, it's fast, it's furious. And you learn a lot because you work on all sorts of different clients. And taking that learning and bringing it to the client side has been a lot of fun because that expertise and that knowledge never existed on the client side. And so I'm bringing kind of a new skill set and new learning into the fold, which is always great.
So tell me if this analogy is off or on. I often describe agency versus brand as scuba diving versus snorkeling. So when you are working brand side, you scuba dive and you go super deep with a brand, get to know them intimately. You spend all day, every day with that one brand, very deeply looking at all the things. Where if you're going agency side, you are snorkeling. You're kind of staying at the top and you're kind of looking at all the brands, all the different fish, all the different colors. And I think different people kind of fall in love with one or the other.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
100%. That's such a great analogy. I've never heard of it referred to that way, but completely agree. I've got to tell you, when I was on agency side, I touched every single vertical and, you know, big clients on all of them. And I loved that, right? I learned about CPG. I learned about finance. I learned about automotive. I had clients that were in pharmaceuticals. And so I got to touch all of the different verticals early on in my career. And it helped me kind of understand what I like, what I'm passionate about, and also the different types of clients and, you know, how I want to be as a client as well. So I completely agree. What a wonderful analogy. I like that a lot. Also, because I'm a snorkeler. So I like that. I like that analogy.
So if I'm maybe a student listening to this right now, I'm going to maybe university or college or taking one of the boot camps, and I'm considering going agency side or brand side, what would be your recommendation?
This is such a fantastic question. I do a lot of talks at schools. I really feel like it's important to go and inspire the youth of today and the future leaders of today. And the biggest piece of advice I always tell them, because this is the question I always get answered, you know, where do you start, client side or agency side? And I always say agency side, because you get exposed to so many different things in a really quick amount of time. And so you learn quickly what you like and what you don't like. The other thing is that, you know, when you're younger, you've got the energy and the, you know, drive to really thrive in an agency world, which is really fast paced, really high pressure, but also a lot of fun, right? So like, if you like that kind of thing, if you like to learn and do and move quickly and be agile, that's the perfect place for you as in an agency. When you come to the client side, you then become, like you said earlier, you scuba down real deep and you start really digging into business and financial planning and all of these things, which you didn't really have time to do when you were on the agency side. But all of the learning that you get from all of the different industries and things that you get to touch on the agency side all inform how you are on the client side. And so I'm a big proponent of starting the agency side, cut your teeth, learn, move quickly, and then decide where you want to go from there.
And then for you, when it came to, you know, you worked on agency side and then you chose this brand and you went with this brand, did you always know this was the type of brand you wanted to work with or the industry you wanted to work in?
No. When I went client side, I went to a big FI and I realized I didn't love the bureaucracy of a large organization like that. But I did like kind of the finance and helping people be more financially secure. And so I knew I wanted to work for something that was a little, that was still finance specific, but I wanted to work for a brand that also had that digital kind of tech piece to it. And so Intuit has just been an incredible place. I'm a year and 3 weeks in, and I can't tell you how much I love working on this brand, working with the people that I'm working with, what Intuit stands for, what TurboTax stands for. It's actually a lot of fun and actually worthwhile. You know, we're helping people become hopefully more financially stable, financially better off. And so that's something that I think is just so refreshing and something that I can definitely get behind. Plus, people think I'm such a nerd for saying this, but I love doing my taxes. I do my own taxes every year, super early, and I have fun doing it, which is so weird, but that's why I'm the perfect person to work at TurboTax because I love doing my own taxes.
That is amazing. Now, for the role you get to play and with it, how did it kind of transition to the volunteer role? You volunteer with IAB. Maybe break down the IAB acronym and tell us what IAB is up to and kind of your role within it.
Yeah. So IAB is the Interactive Advertising Bureau of Canada. We used to say it's tripartite, but basically it represents all of the different players in the digital advertising ecosystem. So client side, agency side, and publisher side. But now there's ad tech, martech, all of those other players. But anyways, it represents all of those as an industry association. So a lot to do with privacy in Canada, that's becoming really big, but also different special interests like gambling or representing how we talk to Canadians in terms of supporting Canadian news and content, just a gamut of topics that are of interest to the entire ecosystem of interactive advertising. And I sit on the board of directors. I've been involved in the IAB since, you know, I was coming up the ranks on the agency side, and I've seen how important it is to setting standards, setting guidelines, and steering the direction and also responding to issues within the industry. I see how impactful the IAB is in terms of government regulation and how we participate in those conversations in a meaningful way. And so, you know, when the opportunity came to be part of the board of directors, I jumped at it and I really felt like, one, we needed diversity in who represents different groups. So one of the things that I always felt was that, you know, client-side people were never as vocal as they could be at the IAB. But also, you know, obviously I'm a woman and a woman of color being of Chinese descent. And so I always feel like I bring unique experiences to how I see things. And so I really wanted to bring that perspective to the board of directors too, and you know, promoting that diversity. So it's been a wonderful use of my time. And I feel like we've really made some leaps and bounds over the last couple of years at the IAB in terms of furthering the privacy conversation and also the diversity conversation within our industry. And those are two very important things to me. So I'm thrilled with the work we're doing at the IAB. And there will always be more work to do, which is the great part about having an industry association.
That is incredible. And as far as those that are maybe wanting to become a member, who would be members? Who's a typical IAB, you know, fellow member?
That's a great question. So we have lots of agency folks who join, and they're very active. I would say a pretty big piece of the IAB is agency side people and publisher side people. If I had my way, and if I could, you know, kind of ask for new membership, I would definitely say client-side marketers. This is a really important industry association to join because of the conversations that, you know, we're part of. I mentioned privacy a lot. It's because it's top of mind. There's new privacy regulations coming into Canada in the next 18 months that are going to really impact pretty much every single advertiser out there. And so, you know, clients should be part of that conversation. And so I would love to see more client-side people join and have been, you know, a pretty big vocal proponent of having more marketers involved.
That is incredible.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And for you, I'd love to hear your perspective because there's been so many surveys, I know of four at least, so much talk about how do we up the diversity in marketing. It's really exciting to see even what Ryan Reynolds and the Creative Ladder have launched recently in the States to get more diversity in advertising. Tell me about you. What's your perspective? What's maybe the answer? Maybe not the answer, but what are some ways that people can elevate and see more diversity in marketing and advertising going forward?
That's a great question and totally agree with you. Love what Ryan Reynolds and his team were doing at Cannes. I really, really thought that was awesome. So there's a couple of things. I think we need to have diversity in a lot of places. So diversity in the director's chair. One of the things that we did last year was be very, very prescriptive to our agencies about what we wanted to see, not just on the screen, right? Let's make sure we're representing Canada and the multicultural makeup of Canada, but also behind the scenes. So making sure that your directors, you know, your photography directors, and the people who are working on the production side are diverse because they will have different perspectives to share. And then on the media side, for me, it's important to look at Canadian content creators, because they would be reflective of our makeup as a country, but also look abroad to other publishing arms that bring the perspective from different countries. I will say newspapers. One of the things that I find, there's been a trend to move away from news. And I almost feel like we shouldn't do that as an industry. People suppressing news sites as an advertising channel, especially ones that are maybe more ethnically diverse or represent different multicultural backgrounds. I think that we can celebrate those. And I think that we can support them with our advertising dollars and not shy away from them. I don't suppress news sites, and I especially don't suppress Canadian news sites. And I'm very vocal about that because we need to show that there is a diversity and help support the diversity of opinions, whether or not, you know, we necessarily believe them or not. So I think there's a really important piece to play on the media side and on the production side of ensuring that there's diversity represented in everything that we do and not just superficially.
That is incredible. And what are the ways that people can find that talent? Where are they?
Oh, you know, what's interesting, we briefed our creative agency on ensuring that, you know, we could get those. We actually said we wanted to see diversity in, you know, the directors that they put forth to us. We didn't just want to see one or two directors. So it really is important for our agency partners to go out, find that pool of directors and photographers and all of that who do satisfy more diverse backgrounds. The other thing on the media side is we're starting to see specific publishers and media, we'll call them networks, which are actually branding themselves as being diversity first. And that's really interesting because that's a trend that I'm seeing in the industry, you know, as we speak now. And even little boutique agencies that are, you know, specifically geared towards being diverse. The other thing that we're seeing is the media agency that we're working with now, Zenith Media, they've got a role that I've never seen before that is called a DEI planner. And it's someone whose specific job is to look at your media plan with the lens of ensuring that you are diverse. And I think that's really saying we're putting diversity first. It's not an afterthought. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. That is incredible. That's an incredible role. And can you say the name again of that role, the title?
A DEI, so Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion Planner.
Wow. That is very, very cool. And for you, kind of the role you get to play and what you're watching from both the IAB perspective and really being in the trenches, what are you seeing down the pipeline? What gives you hope or what are you excited about when it comes to kind of marketing trends or advertising trends that you're watching?
I'll put my other hat on. So besides all of these incredible trends in DEI and really the promotion of that, the other thing that I'm really excited about is how we're starting to incorporate AI and machine learning in all of the work that we're doing. I'll give you an example. Recently, I saw an out-of-home company that's using AI to predict and determine who, you know, what type of person, what demographic of person is in front of the screen, in front of the out-of-home screen that you're, you know, about to see, and within a split second will serve them an appropriate ad. I think that that's so interesting and something that, you know, as manual work we could never do as humans, right? The things that AI can really help facilitate are those like thousands and thousands of manual optimizations that we could never do. So I think AI infiltrating those other channels that, you know, we haven't thought of yet, I think is going to make a huge difference, especially in the media landscape.
That is awesome. It's going to be so neat to see kind of how it practically looks in the next few years for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Are you feeling ready for the rapid fire?
Yeah, let's go.
What was your first ever job?
First job was working for my dad at a retail clothing store called Cottage Cove. He owned a whole bunch of them. Like, he started the company, and I sold, we'll call them mature ladies sweaters when I was 13 years old to women much older than I.
Nice. Very good. Night owl or early bird?
Night owl.
Cat or dog person?
Both. I have two cats and two dogs.
Nice. What was the first thing you ever marketed?
I'm going to say HP printers.
Yeah. Nice. Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
What is your favorite word right now?
I've been saying bananas a lot.
That's great. What is the last charity you supported financially or with your time, and why?
Well, I am a monthly contributor to the Toronto Humane Society, and that's because the majority of my two cats and two dogs came from the Toronto Humane Society.
Amazing. What is your favorite song or album on repeat right now?
Oh gosh, I'm not a huge music person. I just did the Spotify, what do you listen to most? And this is mostly because I think it's on my husband's playlist, but it's a band called Mount Joy.
Okay, nice. What is a app on your phone you just can't live without?
Instagram. Oh, I'm that person. Yeah. I check Instagram every day.
Yeah, nice, nice. Okay, and in another multiverse, another world, what would you be doing with your life if you had a different job?
Easy. I would run a chihuahua rescue.
Nice. That's amazing. What is your favorite children's book?
There's two, Wind in the Willows or The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but the whole series.
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing. You ever seen, they did an audio, a dramatic rendition of the Narnia series?
Yes. I listened to audiobooks when I was a child a lot. So it explains why I'm such an auditory person.
They were like the OG of like radio drama. We'd like on these big road trips, we'd listen to them, and they had actors and sound effects. I can't think of any other book that did such a good job than the Narnia series.
No, that was an awesome one. But I don't know if you remember this, but, and maybe you didn't have them when you were a kid, but I had these CDs, and they were tapes before that, of all of like classical music, but they made stories up about them. So like there was like a Vivaldi's violin and Mozart and all this kind of, and they were dramatic tellings of kids' stories around classical music. And I remember those. And again, auditory storytelling was such an amazing thing when I was a kid. So I really love that podcasts are a thing now.
That's awesome. That's very cool. What was the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
I just bought it recently. Are you a Mac user?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I bought this. It's like a little sticker that you put on your next to your mouse pad, and it has all of the Mac shortcuts on it. And it was like a $6.95 Amazon purchase. And it is the most helpful thing because, you know, Macs have like a million different shortcuts with the little function key and the command key. So $6.95, and it had all of the shortcuts on it. It's amazing.
Okay. Man, we got to put a link in the bio for that one, a link in the show notes. It's amazing. So I'm going to try out some new questions here. Pizza for dinner or breakfast?
Both.
Okay. If you could have one superpower,
I should explain.
What would it be? Yes, yes, please.
Okay, let me explain the pizza first. My husband is a chef and he's testing out pizza. So we eat pizza a lot. So I have had pizza for breakfast and for dinner.
That is amazing. That is amazing. One superpower, what would it be?
Being in more than one place at a time. So I don't know what that is. Is that like a multiverse thing?
Yeah, that's totally it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a multiplication of yourself. That's amazing. Yeah. Here's one for you then. Backyard barbecue or fine dining?
Backyard barbecue.
Okay. Starbucks or Tim Hortons?
Oh, I have friends that work at both places, so this is going to be a tough one, but I am a Starbucks girl.
Yeah, nice. And French fries or sweet potatoes? Sweet potato fries.
French fries. Sweet potato fries never turn out. They're always soggy.
There's always soggy parts of it. That's for sure. What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
If you ask people that know me, I'm very stubborn and I don't often change my mind. So I don't know what the biggest thing I've changed my mind about. Living close to my parents. I kind of was like, I need to get away when I was in university. And now that I'm older, I don't think I would want to live in a different city than they do. They live in York region and I live in Toronto. So, but still, we live pretty close.
Podcast that you'd recommend?
I love anything that's true crime. And I love Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert. But if I'm going to plug another podcast that's industry related, I love Victor Genova's Media People podcast. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I'm really a big fan of people's experiences and sharing experiences. That's how I learn too, is through hearing about people's personal experiences versus reading books, business books and that kind of thing. So I love going to conferences, talking to people, hearing keynote speakers, that kind of thing. And that goes along with, you know, podcasts that I like. I like to hear people's personal experiences about the work that they do. That's where I really do a lot of my learning.
That is awesome. Newsletter or website you'd recommend for resources and inspiration?
Oh, IB Canada's newsletter is amazing. There's always tons yes. of workshops and, you know, free kind of material, infographics. It's just, it's a treasure trove of industry material.
That's a great plug there. What's a life hack you'd be willing to share?
Life hack? Oh, okay. Sometimes you need to write an email and walk away and not send it, especially when it's something that you're really upset about. So write an email, maybe something you're not so super excited, you know, happy about. Don't send it and come back to it in an hour, in a day, but take a step back.
That's awesome. That's great advice. Skills required for a new economy. So as people are, you know, moving up and going into marketing right now, what are some skills they should develop or could be working on?
That's a great question. One of the things that I really value in people is problem-solving skills. I value that kind of independent spirit, that, you know, desire to solve a problem and get to a solution. I think that's going to be more and more important now as there are new things coming up and, you know, as the economy does the thing that it's doing, I think problem solving is going to be, you know, a greater and greater skill that we're going to need to focus on to help people adapt to just how things change.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a really good perspective. Where can people find you and keep in touch if they want to contact you?
LinkedIn is a great place to reach out. So linkedin.com/Gaye Wan, and I'm on all of the socials, but LinkedIn really is a great place to contact me.
Amazing. Amazing. So many great resources. We're going to put a lot of links in the show notes here. This was amazing. In the article follow-up as well, we'll put links to all these incredible resources, ideas. Such a treasure to have you on the show and so excited to see what's next for TurboTax.
Thanks, Darian. It's been such a joy and so much fun. So can't wait to hear what comes out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for everyone for joining us this episode of Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.